Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. So God is good all the time. So we are now in the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The gospel for today, you know, Jesus teaches us to pray much, and to pray on. You know, sisters and brothers, elsewhere in the Bible, in the scriptures, Jesus tells us that our Heavenly Father already knows our needs. But in today's gospel, He instructs us to tell God our needs with tenacity and persistence. God listens to those who call on Him day and night. He will not be slow to answer all our prayers. In the gospel, the widow in the parable is also a symbol of a defenseless person without support of any kind. But she had one important quality of a person in need: persistence, perseverance. She was relentless in her request that she may be given her rights against her opponent. Even if the judge was corrupt, he had to give in to the widow's persistence, perseverance. So the judge granted her demand. So, sisters and brothers, Jesus is therefore teaching us a lesson. And I quote in the gospel, "If that judge who did not fear God nor respected man was able to grant the request of the widow because of her sheer determination, how much more will God, our Heavenly Father, readily answer the fervent prayers of His children?" Brothers and sisters, God listens to all our prayers, said or unsaid, spoken or unspoken, whether we say much or say nothing at all. The bottom line is our trust and confidence in God whenever we pray. It is not what we do or do not do, but what God does whenever we pray. So, brothers and sisters, we must all remember that God is not a stern God, nor a grudging God. We don't have to wrestle His arms, so to speak, so He will give the things we ask from Him. God loves a person even more when he incessantly asks God for whatever he needs all the time. So, brothers and sisters, this is the reason why in the Lord's Prayer, in our Father, we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." Jesus did not teach us to say, "Give us this day our monthly or yearly bread." This is for us to realize the necessity of praying and to put our trust in God every day of our lives. If people will be given their complete provision for the future, would many of us still feel the importance of praying and trusting God always? A person grows in faith and hope only when he learns to be independent, to be dependent upon the Lord to provide him his daily needs. So, brothers and sisters, when we are asking something from God, Jesus taught us to use the present imperative language. Go back to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew, for instance, he said, "Keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you." This means we must persist in prayer. So let us not give up nor be discouraged. Clearly then lies the test of our sincerity. To be able to pray for something unceasingly with humility and perseverance. This is essential in our disposition, in our attitude in praying to God. Humility, kneeling down in front of Him, and perseverance in our prayer to God. Our example of this, exemplar of this, is Saint Monica. Saint Monica prayed for over 20 years for the conversion of her husband and her son. And her son became a saint, Saint Augustine. Saint Monica's persistence and tenacity and perseverance bore fruit. Her prayers were heard by the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, if in any event our prayers are not granted the way we want, it is not that God refuses to give what we ask. God, who knows everything, may have something better for us. No loving father will give a can of poison to his child simply because he asks for it. No sane parent would hand a gun or a knife to their child simply because he thinks it is a toy to play with. Our prayers are always answered. Brothers and sisters, if God gives a negative answer, He surely has His reason in His wisdom and knowledge. We therefore pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Your will be done, Lord. For even the seeming refusal is the answer of the wisdom of God and the love He has for us as our Father. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, in my short sharing with you, I want to share with you a prayer that was found in a pocket of a dead soldier. "I pray for help that I might achieve. God made me weak that I might obey. I ask for riches that I might be happy. God gave me poverty that I may be wise. I ask God for strength to do greater things. God gave me infirmity that I might do better things. I ask God for power that I might win the praises of men. God sent me weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. God gave me life that I might enjoy all things. I receive nothing that I ask for, yet much more that I hope for. My prayers were answered. I am the most blessed of all men." Amen. God is good all the time.
Thank you for listening. to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.